This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off our number 3 in studio. It's Daryl
and Heather
and Chris,
and your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you know, there's a topic on Free Talk Live that seems to never get old, and that's because, well, slow motion train wrecks tend to have some activity.
Don't they?
And this slow motion train wreck has been happening for, what, 15, 20 years or so?
Somewhere around there.
Talking about the train wreck that is Venezuela. I've actually got two stories here, slightly different. One of them coming from the Globe and Mail. 65, at least 65 members of Venezuela's military, ranking from officers to the captain of an important border region unit, have been detained, which raises some questions about whether there's a fissure within the nation's armed forces, according to an attorney representing several of those arrested. Some of the officers have been charged with betraying the motherland and instigating rebellion, while the others are awaiting a court hearing, according to Alonzo Medina of Foro Penal, a non-government lawyers organization. Opposition leader Henrique Capriles said last week that dozens of officers had been detained for expressing discontent. And he said Thursday the nation's military is profoundly unhappy with the government, saying the armed forces are completely divided. Now, this is a question that I know me and Ian, who's the main co-host of Free Talk Live, we've had this discussion at length of how long will it be,
right,
in this slow-motion train wreck where inflation is expected to hit 1,600%. That's a 1, a 6, and 2 zeros. 1,600% is the expected inflation for this year. Now, they're having to guess because the central government of Venezuela, run by Nicolas Maduro, stopped calculating inflation a couple of years ago. But the question basically is, you know, when you've got this, you know, socialist thing that is collapsing, and basically it's the military right now that's keeping law and order, at what point will they sort of turn against,
right,
the ruler?
Well, I think when they're unable to get bread and food and pay and things like that, that's usually when...
Well, we read a story several months ago about some members of the military going into a zoo and killing and eating some of the zoo animals.
Sure. But it doesn't matter really about the rank and file. It matters about the generals and who's in charge.
And the captains.
They won't bite the hand that feeds them.
At least one. Right. And if they're not getting fed,
that's when they'll turn.
And it seems that that might be happening now. Again, at least 65 members of the Venezuelan military, ranging from officers to the captain of a border region unit, have been detained. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro's administration rejects any notion that the 60,000-member-strong military is wavering in its support as hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans take to the street demanding elections. Defense Minister Vladimir Padrino Lopez told Russian broadcaster RT that the armed forces are concentrated on their constitutional work and that any suggestion that their loyalties are divided is an attempt to promote a military uprising. Venezuela's Ministry of Communications did not respond to a request for comment on the military officers' detentions. Analysts are doubtful the defections represent a significant turning point. Now, before I continue here, the statement by Mr. Padrino Lopez, the defense minister, that the armed forces are concentrating on their constitutional work and that any suggestions that their loyalties are divided is an attempt to promote a military uprising. That sounds almost like some of the statements. Who was the guy? Baghdad Billy or Baghdad Bob or whoever during the U.S. invasion of Iraq back in 2003, 2004, where he's giving a press conference of, there's no American troops here. And, you know, like there's video of the American troops marching into downtown sure. Baghdad. And, you know, they're not here at all. Everything's okay.
Nothing to see here,
nothing
folks.
Nothing to see here. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. All the while, you know, the country is being bombed. And that's kind of the same thing here, to where he's like, everything's fine. Well, you just arrested 65 members of your military.
Yeah, and I think these could be indicative of death throes that the country is in. It just can't continue.
Like, what do you think is going to happen?
I think if there's a military coup, then you're going to get a replacement of your current dictator with a new dictator. And yep. And you're probably... The problem is that they have so many laws and regulations and so much over every aspect of the economy right now. It cannot instantly, miraculously be repealed. That isn't how governments work.
Correct. It's like a Gordian knot. You
right.
can't undo it. You have to sever it in twain.
Right. So I don't know. I my heart seriously goes out to the people of Venezuela. There's no system of government more evil than socialism. It has killed, by most estimates, somewhere between 80 and 100 million people this last century and this century. It is a horrific thing to be foisted onto any group of people.
Daniel Landsberg Rodriguez, a Northwestern University professor, says if people were to storm the palace, the military would not intervene to save Maduro, but the military would not storm the palace under the present conditions. So he's saying that if people storm the palace, the military is not going to stop you, but they're not going to join you.
Right.
Venezuela's armed forces are considered a critical component to the stability of Maduro's government, and during the 4 years of his administration, he has significantly increased their authority over a wide range of affairs. He's also ensured that in a country with triple-digit inflation and, according to some estimates, quadruple-digit inflation, and shortages of everything from toilet paper to Tylenol, they have access to hard-to-find benefits like food imports and bonuses in U.S. dollars. Whereas everybody else is getting Bolivar Fuerte
right.
that is almost worthless.
Yep.
And the crazy thing is that what's happening in Venezuela can like literally happen anywhere. It's just a matter of the right people getting into the positions of power.
The wrong people.
Yeah, if you allow socialism to take root. And, you know, I got a lot of friends that were big Bernie supporters. I mean, they're like, you know, he's got some great ideas, and this is, you know, he wants to do socialism right. And my argument is there's no such thing as doing socialism right. And actually, if you do socialism right, then you end up with Venezuela, because that's what socialism leads to.
A wave of street protest has clearly put strain on National Guardsmen on the front lines of the protest. Demonstrators frequently walk up to where they stand, shoulder to shoulder, blocking the roads, urging them to think twice before repressing the demonstrations. On Wednesday, protesters hurled jars filled with fecal matter in the direction of the guardsmen. One of the guardsmen told a protester Wednesday, "When those vagabonds arrived, we were the first to stand in front of you." That was after a group of pro-government armed civilians arrived. He says, "That guaranteed your lives without even having the means to combat that." On Monday, high-ranking retired Venezuelan military officers in Florida urged protesters to stay in the streets and urged the armed forces to stop repressing the demonstrations, which frequently end with plumes of tear gas and shots of rubber bullets. At least 38 people have been killed so far in the unrest and more than 700 people injured. Landsberg Rodriguez said those within the military who dislike the government tend to be lower-ranking officers, and that it is possible there will be more defections, but he said none of the four branches are likely to move against them. The government has done its best to keep the military completely happy.
Need somebody at the top.
But wait, there's more! And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio is Daryl.
And Tether.
And Chris.
And Bitcoin.com recently reported that Bitcoin transaction fees have increased more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there's a wallet with a low amount of Bitcoin that can't cover the fee, that wallet becomes virtually unspendable. You can learn more by visiting news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. We're talking about the train wreck that is Venezuela. Again, we just covered that at least 65, at least, meaning there could be more, at least 65 members of the Venezuelan military, ranging from officers to the captain of a border region, have been detained, which leads some to believe that, you know what, there might actually be some cracks in the Venezuelan government, that the horrible inflation that's been happening there over the last several years, the socialism run amok, as some would say, is finally starting to split apart the Venezuelan government, to where, you know, you've got members of the military saying that they are not necessarily going to prevent people from storming the palace.
I'm
going to
say this one more time. It's not socialism run amok. It's socialism. This is what socialism is. This is what socialism becomes. And if it hasn't, that's because you have people actively trying to keep it from doing that. But left on its own, eventually, that's how it has to go. That's what it is, and that's talk to 80 to 100 million dead people who died at the hands of socialists.
Unfortunately, I don't think they could answer us to confirm what you're saying. But yes, I completely agree. But you know, the people that support big government, they would just say, well, you know, that's not real socialism. That got out of hand.
I mean, that's basically the only way to for Venezuela to come back is, like, fighting, right? This is going to be, like, an ugly throwdown.
And I like your analogy of the
entire thing could just collapse.
Right. The Gordian knot. You know, either it has to be severed or it has to completely collapse.
What do you mean by severed?
Basically remove the government and hope that the military goes in another path. But even then, you're going to still have, like I said, this institutional knowledge, this momentum of a socialist state, and it's just going to take so long.
Has there been, like, an example of a country that once was, like, a socialist country that rebuilt itself successfully?
Not that I can think of in a short period of time.
To some extent, some of the, and, you know, I guess it depends on how you define rebuilt themselves successfully, but some of the former Soviet republics
right.
are not complete horrible places. You know, like, they're certainly, you know, not going to be anywhere near as free as the United States. They're not going to be as industrialized as most of Western Europe.
Right,
but they went from socialism to what?
But places like Estonia, for example, have come remarkably far.
There's also a book about Yugoslavia titled Not a Shot Was Fired
right.
that talks about how Yugoslavia basically separated into a bunch of smaller countries,
right?
And there was never a gun fired in that, you know, quote-unquote revolution.
And a lot of people always bring up Sweden, you know, look at how great the Swedes have it. Look how happy they are. Well, you know, Sweden has a long history, like every European country, but, you know, they became very, very wealthy through embracing capitalism
right.
and laissez-faire economics, and they built up this tremendous wealth. And when they did, then people started to say, well, you know, now we can afford it. Let's do more for the poor. Let's do more for everyone.
Right.
So they started to implement all these socialist policies. And as they did, they saw their wealth dwindling. They saw everything about their country
and
dwindling.
And now they're starting to get away from a lot of those policies.
Well, that's been going on for several years. Maybe over the last 10 years or more, they have really gone that direction where they've just said, you know, we need to roll some of this back. And if there is a miracle and, you know, the I'm trying to think of the word, but to say the Swedish miracle, that has been what it is. It's been, you know, rebuking socialism and going back to the idea that, people are entitled to the fruits of their own labor.
Now, Nicolas Maduro, he has a theory about why there is some unrest in Venezuela. We'll get into that story, but first to the phones. We've got Johnny calling in from Arkansas. Johnny, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Say that. Thank
that
you
the same
very
guy that
much.
Called in like
I don't
two weeks
know.
Ago.
I don't know. Let's just pretend that did not exist and get into whom Nicolas Maduro is blaming. This story comes from Telsur TV, which is from somewhere in a Spanish-speaking country. I could not tell right off hand because, well, I don't speak Spanish, but luckily this article is in English. The central government of Venezuela issued a statement saying U.S. financing and logistical support for violent groups in Venezuela has facilitated an armed sedition. The Venezuelan government accused Washington on Thursday of financially propping up the violent opposition groups in the South American country, slamming U.S. officials for promoting an unprecedented and systematic attempt to intervene in the affairs
I'm
of
just
Caracas.
Insulted that they would even think America would ever do such a thing.
Well,
no, would we ever? No.
You know, on the one hand, has the U.S. government ever wound up propping up opposition groups in other countries? Yes. Yes, they have, absolutely. But at the same time, has anyone sitting in this studio ever given money to someone in Venezuela?
I haven't.
Yes, I have. I wound up buying some Bolivar Fuerte off of eBay from someone
now,
in Venezuela.
I got a real question for you. All right. If
I wanted to help the guy eat.
So obviously, like, we've propped up, you know, people in all these other countries. We have military bases all over the world and stuff like that. Like, do you think that part of the reason in America that we're not like countries like Venezuela is because of that military involvement? You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, the United States is one of a handful of countries that has a military base outside of its own jurisdiction.
Yeah,
so that, you know, by definition makes us not like Venezuela because Venezuela doesn't have an overseas military
base. But it makes our country essentially like a power country. You know what I mean? It's one of the big country.
Right. Having the most military bases around the world does make you kind of, you know, the quote-unquote most powerful bully on the block.
Right.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying is, like, is bullying, like, inherent in, like, human behavior? And if we were to withdraw, would some other country become the bigger bully and then we'd end up, like, their little, you know, be the one getting bullied?
Fear. That's the fear. And we'll discuss it. And your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're discussing Venezuela, but it brought up a larger conversation.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to repeat my question?
And let me give my recollection of what the question was.
Okay.
And then you correct me if I'm completely, taking this out of context. The question is, basically, absent the United States government being the biggest bully on the block by having the most military bases around the world and intervening in so many things, who would fill the power vacuum? That's basically the question, right?
Kind of, I guess.
And that's sort of the fear-monger question. And I'm not saying that you're doing this intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's sort of that ingrained sort of, fear-monger question that people that support government use to sort of justify the existence of having a playground bully. Well, if we didn't have fill-in-the-blank group coming and taking money for you driving your car or for you living in your house or for you selling a product or for you doing fill in the blank thing, then another bully would come over and demand your money for doing the same thing.
But would that not happen, though?
Well, what do you want?
There's no guarantee that it would happen.
There's no guarantee it would happen, but there's also no guarantee that it wouldn't. Like, well, bullies exist. That's
sure.
a fact. I mean, you could have a cop show up at your house and kick in your door for nonviolent crime and take all your
right.
stuff.
Right. He's part of the big bully.
I hate to say this, but we've probably set a bad example. We've demonstrated how wealthy and how powerful a country can become in today's geopolitical environment if you are the biggest fish in the pond.
Right.
So, yeah, do I consider the fact that if the U.S. just went completely non-interventionist, we just backed off of everything, that Vladimir Putin or China wouldn't say, okay, well, we see how it's done. All you have to do is throw, you know, several times your GDP at your military for several years. We end up being more powerful than the United States, and now we get to call the shots and
Yeah, and next thing you know, the United States is looking like Venezuela.
Well, no, the next thing you know, the United States would do an about-face, and then we'd start spending to try to regain our
right,
ground.
So, you know, let's look at Switzerland. Switzerland's never attempted to be the, you know, biggest, baddest bully on the block. But do the people of Switzerland say, well, you know, if we didn't wind up doing fill in the blank, then Germany would invade us?
Right.
Well, I mean,
I
if
seriously
at some
doubt
point
the
in
Swiss
time,
are concerned about Germany invading.
Well, if at some point in time they want to invade Switzerland, they've got the manpower to do so.
And I will say the Swiss in World War II they might have let their guard down a little bit just to make sure they weren't involved in that war.
Right.
They did. They held Jewish gold. They cooperated to some degree with the Germans in exchange for not being invaded.
Right.
See, that's why I'm like over here, like, you know, I kind of like, I wish everyone in the world could just get along, you know, have enough food to eat, like only sure. have babies that they can afford to take care of, like, and just make all the responsible decisions, you know, that would make everything
right.
go perfect.
I too wish that
but I just
every
don't
human
see how
being
that's
would
happen.
Be responsible.
And then I see, like, you know, we have government. I mean, there's no place, there's no country, right, is correct me if I'm wrong, where there is essentially no government.
So I do see a way, and that's through people learning and understanding the ideas of liberty.
Right.
And that's why I promote those ideas, and you guys do too, that people have to understand what's wrong with the picture, and they have to see that the better way, the better solution is the idea that you do own yourself, that if you don't aggress against others, that will make the world a better place.
I know it's a bumper sticker saying, but it's very true. Good ideas don't require force.
Yeah, and that's the idea, and that's why we do what we do here. This is why we're talking to you tonight. We want to promote those ideas. And I'm not saying it's an easy way to do it or it's a quick way to do it, but it's the only way to do it until more people start to grasp the idea that they By being better themselves, they can make for a better world for everyone. That's what it takes.
Right. You can't turn into Bender from that episode of Futurama where he wound up, you know, downgrading, and instead of being made of titanium, he was made of wood. And he said, "We must teach the world of our peaceful ways by force." Like, you know,
right.
It's not even that.
It's just like I can't help but wonder when we have the luxury of sitting here, you know, like we can go out and buy a loaf of bread, like talk about this Venezuela situation, you know, talking about, and that's just one country. You look at other parts of the world where they don't even have food. They're just living in these conditions that we can't even imagine. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to. Like, I hate to think that the reason that we have this luxury is because of violence. But, like, that thought is there. Like,
sure.
Is it because of this massive power vacuum that the country I happen to be born into has right now? And if, you know,
I would say it's in spite of, because we've been on this trend toward greater prosperity through embracing free markets.
Mm-hmm.
That started in the 1800s, really, really took hold, and we had the Industrial Revolution. And it really took root. The problem is, and this is sort of that Sweden thing we were talking about, you amass so much wealth, and then you have people in power who decide that, you know what, we really need to take care of everyone, and government knows best, so we're going to do it this way. So I think what we experience in terms of our quality of life in America is in spite of all this.
Right, and there are things
we haven't lost it all yet. We're working on it.
There are things that I remember being able to do that I don't think Heather ever had the opportunity to do. And, Chris, I know you did.
Like what?
Walking to the gate with someone before they took off on a flight.
Oh, yeah.
Where you could just, you didn't need an airline ticket to make it past the security checkpoint.
Right.
Anybody could just walk to the gate.
Yeah.
I remember walking to the gate and welcoming my cousin home from basic training.
Right.
Like the entire family was standing there at the gate.
And when you got off the plane, and I would fly home, when I was in the military or things like that, and come right off the plane, and there was my family
as
waiting for me.
As soon as you walked off that jet bridge, there's your family.
Yeah, but those are the types of things that it's too easy to give up because somebody says, we have to keep everyone safe. So just forego a little bit of your liberty. You people are no longer allowed to walk in this area. That's it.
So let's get back to the Venezuela story. The Venezuelan Foreign Ministry said in a statement, U.S. financing and logistical support for violent groups in Venezuela have facilitated an armed sedition, adding that the situation will be dealt with in accordance with the rule of law. The quote continues, the U.S. system of power relies on frequent and repeated statements, unilateral extraterritorial sanctions, economic financing of organizations in Venezuela for terrorist purposes, financial blockade, threats of military intervention, among others, to mask an open process of intervention marked by a rude meddling and violations of international law. The foreign ministry's accusations against Washington highlighted recent comments made by U.S. official Francisco Palmiero, acting assistant secretary for the Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs, as an example of how Washington operatives tirelessly promote foreign intervention. Now, I will agree here that, officials in Washington do tirelessly promote foreign intervention. But that's not to say that all of the problems in Venezuela are because of the U.S. government.
No. No.
The problems in Venezuela are because of the Venezuelan government. They're because of the policies of Hugo Chavez. They're because of the policies of Nicolas Maduro,
right,
who recently, because people are starving, decided to increase minimum wage by 60% because that'll solve the
problem.
That'll
work. It always does, Daryl.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in number. Moments remain for you and your thoughts. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about Venezuela, specifically the claims by the Venezuelan Foreign Ministry that all of the problems in Venezuela are because of the United States federal government. U.S. officials, including Francisco Palmieri, who is the acting assistant secretary of the Bureau for Western Hemisphere Affairs, has talked tirelessly of foreign intervention, and, well, that's what the Venezuelan Foreign Ministry is saying is proof that the U.S. is involved in all of the things. Earlier this week, Palmieri criticized President Nicolas Maduro's call for all political parties and social organizations to participate in a constituent assembly, which the Venezuelan government says will promote a peaceful solution to the political crisis in the country. The political crisis, among other things, being that apparently enough petitions were turned in to call for an early presidential election in Venezuela, and the Venezuelan government has thus far not held the election, and Nicolas Maduro has imprisoned some of his rivals and barred them from running for political office for 15 years. I don't think you solve that political crisis by asking them to sit around a table with you.
Yeah.
The U.S. State Department officials attacked the plan as an authoritarian exercise dressed up as an assembly. Quote, President Maduro is violating Venezuela's own constitution and is not allowing the opposition to have their voices heard, nor allowing them to organize in a way that expresses the views of the Venezuelan people.
I'm sorry, who said that?
That was Paul Berry.
Okay.
The U.S. official.
That's what I thought. And the U.S. official is criticizing another country for not following their constitution.
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I got that straight.
Those comments came during the, on Tuesday, during the Council of the Americas conference in Washington. And I don't think we had mentioned that Venezuela apparently has requested to leave the Organization of American States.
Yep, correct.
Claiming that, you know, they have to do that because otherwise the U.S. and every other member of the Americas would wind up invading Venezuela or something.
And I just got to bring this up because the more we talk about Venezuela, the more it doesn't get brought up. This is one of the most oil-rich countries on the planet.
Yes.
So
Venezuela is?
Yes. Yes.
They outside of the Middle East, they have the largest oil reserves.
Right. So,
and as you're listening, poor, they cannot afford to export any of the oil.
Right. They can't pay for ships, and they can't do anything.
They have the ships. They just can't pay the inspections on the ship.
That's what it was. Yeah, it's insane.
Well, now I know why America was propping up the opposition.
But as you listen to stories about Venezuela, please picture the princes in, like, Abu Dhabi and Kuwait and the royal families and the gold and all this stuff. This is a country that should be doing that well. Not that I'm propping up theocracies or anything like that. I'm not. But this country possesses so much wealth. There's so much potential there. And it's socialism crushes it. If you want to blame somebody, blame Karl Marx.
There's more to this story, but let's go to the phones. We've got Brian calling in from Texas. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, hello, guys. I talked to you a couple weeks ago about the universal gravitational constant, but I called in tonight to just sort of throw out an idea that I think people fail to see when we talk about something like socialism in Venezuela or even, frankly, the American state of socialism. You know, it's that freedom is on a continuum. And at one extreme, you know, this left-right thing doesn't work. On one extreme, you have, you know, the law of the jungle. You have anybody can do anything they want. You can kill, rape, murder, whatever you want. On the other end of the extreme, you have, you know, absolute abject totalitarianism. You have, you know, North Korea or, you know, arguably increasingly Venezuela. And somewhere in the world we decide in this sort of notion or I think just because we haven't evolved enough, we have this social compact where we decide, well, we need a government to referee things. And clearly that implies that you're giving power over, which always ends up being abused. So this is how we end up in the human cycle. But one way or the other, anytime you're giving your power over at any level, the more power you're giving, right, the more toward that direction of totalitarianism you're going. So socialism, I would argue, is kind of a crazy term, right? Totalitarianism can be by the many or by the few. And I think people get hung up on terms when we just have to think about the more centralized the world is, the more trouble we're in.
Right.
And that's the thing we have to fight against. So just a quick comment. Oh, and one other quick comment before I go. I'm a little older than you guys, but I remember going to the airport and being able to fly without a license, without any identification at all. So that's all I have, guys.
Wait, I have a question for you.
Oh, sure.
So where do you think the safest place to be on that continuum is?
Well, that's the interesting problem, right? I mean, so I think, so safety is an issue of personal responsibility when it comes right down to it. No one can save you but you. Somebody can make a report, but nobody's really going to be there but you. So I think you always have to err on the side of freer. And I think that it's, you know, I think there were, a comment has been made in the past that, you know, the natural state of humans is freedom. I don't really know that that's true, because otherwise we'd be all a lot freer. The problem is that people are not good at accepting personal responsibility. So I think that the longer this notion gets pushed, it's almost an evolutionary step to realize that, you know, in the grand scheme of things, I would be very much pro-anarcho-capitalism, because we don't really need any of this. But if you were to do that today, the chaos would be massive. The power vacuums would be dramatic.
Right. Yeah.
Right. That's why education is key.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you got
and also, I also think things work better on smaller scales. I mean, we have this country of 10 million people right now?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah. And we're trying to run it like we were when we were a country of a million people or something like that.
Right.
Or individual states that were even much smaller in size. And I hate to say that government brings a lot of evil and it brings force. And I don't agree with that. But if there has to be something, let it be small and let it be local. I think things can work a little bit better when you're working with your neighbors.
And, you know, there's no way to guarantee that there's no way to guarantee absent government that no one will steal and kill. But there is a guarantee with government someone will, and that's generally going to be the government. Brian, thank you for the call.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Back to the article here. Venezuela's foreign ministry, headed by Delcy Rodriguez, said that the Constituent Assembly is a democratic process where the people will be able to take a stand against violence at a time that it has erupted in the streets over the past 6 weeks of opposition protest by casting a, quote, universal direct and secret vote in defense of peace, democracy, and Venezuelan sovereignty. Wait a second. When have they had peace in Venezuela in the last 20 years?
Right.
Now, or going back even further than that, you know, like it's been a long time since there's, you know, not been
a
socialist government stealing from everybody.
Well, stealing, yeah. But when most people think of peace, they think of lack of violence. And sometimes when you have a strong totalitarian leader like Chavez, then... yeah, people were afraid to do anything. So yeah, you might have had less physical violence, but you had other crimes against people.
The foreign ministry also argued in response to Palmieri's praise of the Organization of American States that the vandalism and extreme violence seen in Venezuela in recent weeks has been a consequence of the hostile and interventionist decisions taken by the OAS to attempt to sanction Caracas and act, according to Venezuela and other allied governments in the region, against its own constitutional rules. The statement also reiterated that the government has called on the opposition to continue a stalled dialogue process to resolve the political and economic crisis with the guidance of the Vatican and the Union of South American Nations.
So if I understand this right, we're at war with East Asia. And we've always been at war with East Asia?
Yes.
That's
and finally, the
saying.
Venezuelan government said that it regrets that U.S. authorities continue to follow the already failed path of the Bush and Obama era in disregarding the call for the Venezuelan government, or rather of the Venezuelan government, to seek diplomatic relations of respect and equality. Well, I agree there. We should, you know, have respect with everybody. This is Free Talk Live. We're out of time for tonight. We'll be online all the time at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.